Okay, everybody, what's going on? I'm Tuck, this Prina, and you gotta forgive us because, like, we got the camera here, but also got some stuff going on the other screen over here, so don't be surprised if, you know, you see me getting cockeyed and stuff back and forth and everything. But yeah, thanks for joining us. This is Borden DE. For those of you that are wondering, what the heck is Borden DE? Well, for starters, Borden DE just came about from people always asking me what's there to do in Delaware and stuff. So, if anybody that follows me on Instagram knows that I'm real big with taking pictures of my drinks, and people always see me out, they be like, where the hell are you at on a Tuesday night? Well, I'm such and such listening to some music, or they'd be like, where the hell was you? I look like you was in somebody's basement. Nah, I was actually at, you know, the speakeasy. Because Delaware does have a speakeasy. Yes, we do. Next to the cigar bar. Hey, Lisa, what's going on, baby? And I see Sarah in here. Sarah, I'm definitely going to try to check your thing out and everything, what you have me put up on the site as far as the women's business shop small. Definitely, I'm going to... do that. That's
interesting.
And stuff.
Hey, Big Red.
Is my water in the way? Mm-hmm. No, your water's not in the way.
Is my other drink in the way?
No, your other drink's not in the way. And see, that's the little thing I was working on where, you know, Lisa said hi and I wanted to put it on there. So that's why we want y'all to ask the questions and everything like that and stuff. Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, man, my homie Zach. This guy right there is probably one of the few people that could tell you about some of the most scandalous stuff I did in college, because he was my college roommate.
Well,
yeah, he was my college roommate. He can definitely hip you to some stuff.
Jeez, and he's still at it?
Yeah. Oh,
my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Zach. I'm just going to apologize.
Yeah, Lisa, you know, I had to grab this one and everything. But let me get back, you know, because I can get so sidetracked and everything so easily and everything. But, yeah, Borden DE just started because people was always asking me, you know, what's going on, because they always see me out drinking, doing something. So, Borden DE is a play on what people talk about Delaware. When you ask them about Delaware, first thing out their mouth is usually I'm bored. So, that's where the whole Borden DE came from. So, I first came up with the site back in May, and I wanted it to be like a community calendar where people can submit their events and, you know, kind of let other people know, because anybody that lives in Delaware long enough knows that Delaware has like little cliques and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're not in a certain clique, you might not hear about the event too long after it's done. So I try to start it off as a community calendar. That didn't work. You know, it didn't work. So I pulled it down for about a month. I said, you know what, I'm gonna get back into blogging. And I'm going to do some podcasting, and then what I'm going to do is, you know, bring people on and have them talk about the things that they do in Delaware, like, you know, how's it for you living in Delaware? How's your love life in Delaware? How's your entertainment in Delaware? Are you an artist, painter, performer, whatever? You know, you share that stuff like that. So this is episode 00. I named it 00 because it's really not an episode. It's just me and Prina introducing ourselves to y'all and everything like that. Now, why I chose her is because, for one, her wit definitely dwarfs mine, because she's a genuine smart ass.
Hey.
Two, she knows her stuff. You know, she's big into music, and, you know, she's very excellent marketing. So, you know, if you're really serious about trying to get your talents and your skills out there, and you don't mind investing in yourself, you could probably talk to her. I can't guarantee you she's going to hook you up, because her attitude can go from hey to
Stop it.
Just like that. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, let's see. Music-wise, this stems back from probably 2001, maybe. At the time, I was married, and I co-owned a recording studio with my ex-husband. So although my primary business was, at the time, mortgage banking, my actual education was marketing, and it was specifically brand marketing. So we had a lot of people that would come through the recording studio and, you know, they'd make this CD or make this music and, you know, they're all happy and amped up, but they like, all right, what do we do with it from here? Like, what happens next? And for that person who's not satisfied with, you know, just selling the CDs out your trunk forever, or, you know, just, you know, happy that you made a CD and your family and your meemaw is pumping it through their system. They want to do a little more with it. You know, it was all right, you know, where do we go from here? So I kind of pursued that avenue in helping them figure out what to do with that product, that CD, that music, figure out if they were ready, what else had to happen for them to get to the next level, that sort of thing. So my education is actually in brand marketing, all aspects of brand marketing, project management from inception to launch, and as whether it's a person, a actual career, a product or a service. So it really doesn't matter. All the same project management principles would still apply. So that's actually how I came about into the music space anyway. And I've always had a love for music. So yeah, I do a little more than that. I actually, you know, I've managed quite a few artists. I've had quite a few business management relationships with various artists in Delaware. As well as brand marketing relationships with artists, and you know, marketing their talents or you know their product or whatever. So that's kind of where I'm at today.
That's where she's at today.
That's where I'm at today.
Boy, if that wasn't a mouthful, hell, I learned some things new. I didn't know you had a studio.
Yeah,
I had no idea. So. Yeah. Wow, y'all was in, oh, I remember when people used to sell the CDs at the trunk, out the trunks of the car, and they used to hit you at the gas station, like, yo, homie, buy my CD. Nigga, I had to put $3 worth of gas in here. Bro, I ain't got no money for your CD, man. You know, hey.
Yeah, I mean, there's genuinely people, there was, and I'm not going to say all, because some people were quite content with, you know, oh, I made this CD, and their 10 homeboys crammed in the studio as hyped as I don't know what, and, you know, all they was going to do was smoke and drink and talk about this music.
Right.
But there are some who really wanted to figure out what the next levels were. All right, where do we go? What's the next steps? And, you know, I kind of took it upon myself at that time to figure out how to help them in that space.
Okay. Yeah, Lisa says you the ish.
Hey, Lisa. That's my boo. Did she put up a piece of sushi? Seriously, Lisa? She said, I owe her a sushi date. I know we had a ball eating sushi.
Yeah, she basically says you still owe her a sushi date.
I do. I'm sorry. We're going to do it too soon. We are. Like, in the next 10 days.
Yeah, because I know Lisa likes some sushi.
Yes.
Where y'all be going? To Mickey Moto's?
We tried this place down, that place down on the riverfront that lasted like 2 minutes. What was the name of that place?
Kuma?
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Yeah, we tried that place.
Where Del Pez is at now.
Yes. Okay. Yes, and you know, of course, Mickey Moto's is, you know, the...
Yo, Mickey Moto's got a nice happy hour. If you didn't know about that, Mickey Moto's got nice... If you want to try a lot of sushi rolls, but you don't want to bust your pocket, I think it's like from 5 to 7.
No. Hold on, sweetie, because I'm the connoisseur.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mickey Moto's. Okay, so actually it's from 4 to 7. And they changed those hours probably in the past, like, 3 months. And they lowered the cost of their rolls. So it's probably about 5-6 different kind of sushi rolls. But they're, like, reasonably priced. They're, like, between, like, $8 and $9, depending on, of course, you know, whether you're at the low-end chicken or the high-end lobster in the rolls.
Oh, wow. Lisa, I'm a fatty. I love food. Yo, she is too much. She is too much.
I love Lisa. I swear
too much.
But yeah, Mickey Moto's is pretty good. And I have some really sad news. I'm glad we have on black because I'm really in mourning about this.
What?
So the guy who invented the Hairy Mexican, his name is Al. He used to be there all the time. But apparently when Mickey Moto's went through their org change earlier this year, they were taken over or bought out or whatever. Al has actually since left. Like, in the last month. And I'm really sad. Like, really, really sad. So, if anybody knows where Al is, can you let me know? Because I need to find Al. I'm going to have him show me how to make the Hairy Mexican myself. Well, wow. I may just hire him, like, once a week to come. To
so, Al's place. Still with us. He's just not at the restaurant.
Yes, but I'm still in mourning. Because I used to talk to Al. Like,
yeah, because when she says she in mourning, I'm like, damn, we done lost another one. You mean another person died? And anybody that knows me know how I feel when somebody passed away. When I hear somebody passing away, like we just lost Della Reese, you know, and Cassidy, you know, Sean Cassidy. David Cassidy from the Partridge Family. Yes. Now Cassidy just got locked up.
Yes, he did.
But we're talking about David Cassidy. Sweet. I always say when somebody die, I'm like, damn, my baby mom still walking the earth.
You know what? That is so mean.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm one of them people that look at baby daddy's page and be like, thank you, Jesus, he's still struggling. No, I don't do that. That's mean. You're mean.
Look at Sarah. She's like, no, the hairy Mexican's everything. I think it's still there. He's just not there.
Yeah, the hairy Mexican is still there. They still make it, but Al is gone, and I'm sad about that. So rumor has it, Al is actually looking at space up around Christie Animal to open his own sushi restaurant.
Okay,
so let's keep an eye out for that. Yes, excited.
And yes, Leo, episode 00, because it's not really an episode. It's like, hey, this is us. This is like the first time I'm, you know, on here with Prina, and I'm hoping that my little computer that could to keep going and that it doesn't cut you guys off like it did earlier before we tried to start. The computer just froze us, and she didn't like how our face was froze because it was like.
I know, and this baby shirt he got me. I know this was a setup.
Nah, ain't no baby shirt.
I know I told him the right size.
She said V-neck.
He got me in this spandex shirt.
What size does it say in the back? Spandex. It says the size you had.
Extra baby small.
Oh man, you gonna cut that out?
Goodness.
You gonna cut it out?
Anyhow.
And Lisa says, "Philly rolls are my twist." Yeah. Is that the one with the?
Nene rolls.
The cream cheese in it or something like that?
I think so. I can't get with the cream cheese in the sushi rolls.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. Yo, what's going on, Dollar Bill? You know, that's my man from back in the day. Dre, what's going on?
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, see, now they starting to show up and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my homie Dollar Bill. We go way back too, man.
Dollar Bill? Dollar Bill. Gotcha.
We go way back, man. Okay. That's my homie. It's
hey,
my
Dollar Bill.
Everything.
You got a dollar to loan a sister? Because sushi is expensive.
Wow.
You called him Dollar Bill. I figured, you know, he had a couple dollars.
Nah, I mean, it's Dollar Bill.
Okay.
All right. You know?
Yeah, I get it. So what we doing out there?
Oh, I mean, we doing. I don't know what happened there. Maybe because I ain't supposed to be watching live. I don't know.
I know. What are we doing?
But yeah, did we lose y'all, or is everybody okay? Y'all still with us and everything? Leo, the new board is working out fine, man. The new board is definitely working out fine. That's what we have it going through now. It's just I have a omnidirectional mic because our boom stands didn't come in yet, so that's why you hear everything. You definitely hear everything.
So,
Dollar Bill, is this a yes indeed to giving her a dollar? Or is it just yes indeed that we homies? Because Prina will hold it to you to get that dollar whenever.
I'm going to need you to put like 19 more to it because gas, I don't know if you noticed, but gas prices went up. Probably have to do with the holidays, though. I want to start a GoFundMe page.
You want what?
Start a GoFundMe page.
Yo, man, a lot of people be starting GoFundMe page. Like them strippers. For one, how are you going to start a GoFundMe page and you a stripper just because you want to go to All-Star Weekend or something?
I don't know. I have more of a concern with the strippers that have their profile picture on the pole and their two cute babies in the cover photo.
Oh yeah, they get down like that. You get down. Dre, I'm ready for Turkey Day because actually I work every Thanksgiving at the job. So I volunteer to work only because the food is never done when I wake up. And plus it gives me the perfect out. Like listen to this here.
You are wrong for that.
When you work on Thanksgiving, you can go to everybody's house that invited you over for Thanksgiving and collect plates. And then when they be like, why don't you stay? You'd be like, man, I worked all day, man. I'm a little tired. Plus, I work, you know, Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday, so I always go back to work on that Friday. So I'd be like, ah. So I'll do that.
He got a whole buffet in his trunk.
I'll do that from back to back to back to back. And I always make the last house that I go to is the one that if I'm asked to stay, I'll stay. And that's it. So the food will be in the trunk. It's kind of cold outside, so it's cool.
Right.
The only time it backfired on me was a couple years ago when...
It was 90 degrees.
No, when the girl was like, well, I want to go with you because, you know, her whole family was at her mom's house and she invited me to her mom's house and she didn't want to stay there. So she's like, well, I want to go with you, but I didn't want her to know I had all that food. So ooh. I told her, I was like, yo, meet me at the spot.
Did you pick a fight?
Huh? No, I didn't pick a fight.
Oh.
I was like, yo, meet me at the spot. And what I'll do, she, you know, went to the front of the apartment. I went around back. So I took all the food up, put it in the refrigerator, and nobody looks in my refrigerator because they know I don't buy no food.
Mm-hmm.
So she came right in and was chilling, you know? She was chilling, and that was that. And that's how I do it now. So I park out back and let them go out front, and then that's that.
I forgot to put my ad up that I could be rented for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Yo, I don't know what's up with Black Friday, man. Honestly, I don't really do any shopping. I mean, I'm going to get mom and dad something, but I don't need a Black Friday for that. Mm. You know, my pop, he old school. He's like, you know, play his numbers and bring him some Manischewitz. You know what I mean?
You said Manischewitz?
Yo, my pop drinks some Manischewitz. He gets down with Manischewitz.
Manischewitz. I haven't heard that in a minute.
Mm. Oh, man. Lisa's trolling us. Lisa's trolling us. Hold on. I ain't going to hit that question yet. But, yeah, Dollar Bill, you definitely, you right about that and everything, but let me go to Lisa real quick.
Okay, Lisa.
Lisa hit us up and said, to the places that close, what do you think happened with these said businesses? Now, it could be said that some people have the luxury of starting businesses that they don't really fully know the inner workings of it. And then it just falls apart. With said business you're talking about, it was a lot of moving parts involved, and some of the moving parts didn't move with the other parts, and then it just fell apart. But hopefully we'll be able to get something in that place that, you know, we can go to, because it was a good place while it was running. I mean, I had some good drinks there. We had some good drinks there.
Yes, we did.
And good they drinks. Had...
And initially, the food was good as
yeah,
well.
So. Yeah, the food was good before the original chef bounced. And I loved how they had the music, even though it was really tight in there. But it was cool to have a place you can go, hear a live band, get some good food and everything like that. So to anybody that's out there thinking about doing it, don't let that one... thing discourage you, because we need a nice soulful lounge. I can't really call it a restaurant,
right?
I call it a lounge.
And I like that atmosphere. I'm gonna say this though, if you are considering doing something like that, there's a couple things that and I noticed for a fact, because I've actually done the research to open a restaurant before. It's a lot of work.
Dre wouldn't know about the inconsistency because he worked there for like a hot minute. I can't even say he did like 2 hours or something. He went in there and seen somebody digging in the hand with the green beans. And Dre is like a perfectionist when it comes to, you know, being in business and stuff. So for somebody just to stick their hand and stuff like that was kind of bad.
I would say this. So if you are considering opening a restaurant, no matter who you are, make sure you have the appropriate reserves and capital. Because, one, a restaurant is already a very, very risky business. You're not going to make any money for a couple years, 2 to 3 years. And it's just a really risky business, and all sorts of things could happen. I think, and I don't know about, you know, the more recent situations, but the business plans that I've read in the past and some of the restaurant owners that I've known, I know for certain that they did not, and I'm not saying that I know those business owners, but... I'm saying that I know for certain that some business owners just don't have the right amount, or I'd say the appropriate startup capital in the first place. And it's very expensive. It's very expensive. You know, vendors and overhead, and you know, it's extremely, it's just an expensive, risky business.
But we do need somebody to come back out and open something up.
Yes, be prepared. Don't try to go too big. Do what you can do initially to make sure that you can, you know, business can sustain, right?
Definitely, because Like I said, I really love just being able to go there, get a drink, something to eat, hear some local, you know, bands play and everything, and then go home.
Yeah.
But, you know, usually now it's like you can go one place to eat, another place to hear music and stuff like that. We need somebody to combine that together and everything.
Yeah, that'd be nice. There's no reason why we can't. It's no reason why we have to travel to Philadelphia or Baltimore to be able to, you know, get a nice loungy out atmosphere and some good food.
Hey, Tasha. Tasha says hey, y'all, too.
Hey, Tasha. That's my girl, Tasha.
Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, trouble. Ivan Thomas. Ivan Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. Ivan Thomas. Tell the truth. Now, yo, if you haven't already, definitely check out DETVCH. That's Ivan sharing that positive news about things going on in and around Delaware, not just Wilmington. We're talking all over Delaware. So if you haven't, you know, he has a number that you can text to get onto his mailing list. But all that's on the site. Definitely go to the site. Follow that brother. Don't tell him I sent you, because then he's going to be like, you know, well, you know, what else did he send you with? Did he, you know, he send you with a check or anything? And I ain't send you with all of that and stuff. But, yeah, definitely check out DETVCH.
Yeah, he's all over the place. You see that DETV news van? He's all up and down the state.
He does have the news van, but I'm glad he got it decaled, because it looked like the free candy van. But he got it decaled, though, so yeah. So he's definitely the man and everything.
What's
up, big Sarah, you're definitely right. The restaurant industry is very hard. You got to do research, and you got to have a team with knowledge. And, you know, some people think they could just throw money at the problem, like, oh, well, we got enough startup capital and stuff. But running a restaurant is not fucking easy.
Oh, all kinds of unexpected things come up. And, you know, we are finicky consumers, too.
Right.
We expect a lot. And we definitely expect, you know, what you tell us you're going to give us. Mm-hmm. We expect that, and we darn sure expect consistency.
Right.
I will pay whatever it is that I need to pay to get a good meal, but the minute it becomes inconsistent, I turn into something else.
Because them caramel wings I had in September wasn't like them caramel wings I had in January. They were two different caramel wings.
Man, listen, I bought the damn caramel sauce and figured out how to make them a little more than
You would. You would.
Listen, I be hungry. I'm fat.
Okay, anyway. Dre says, you know who's on point every time.
Yes,
I go.
They are.
Green
I've
eggs.
I've heard that.
Yeah, green eggs is definitely on point. Green eggs. Yeah, I didn't know they were still open now.
Yeah.
I ain't been there in years.
One of my girlfriends went probably about a month ago, and she said the same thing. I haven't been, so I may need to try that place out. Thanks, Dre. Recommendation.
And also, if you are in business, like Sarah, I definitely want to get you up here so we could talk about the designers, because me and Sarah have this running joke, and every time I say it, she looks at me like, how you tell me to shut up, she'll tell me to shut up. And the running joke with me and Sarah is that everybody thinks they're a designer by iron decals on a t-shirt. Like, we got all these fashion designers, but don't nobody know how to make patterns, nobody know how to use a sewing machine, they just know how to go to Goodwill, go thrifting, and be like, all right, I bought these old jeans, let me cut these up, sew a patch on, now I'm a designer. You know, I'm Shay LaFatta.
Oh, God, you know? Really?
So, everybody's designer, but that's what me and Sarah always talk about and everything.
Okay, all right.
Oops. Now, I'm not sure what Lisa's asking. How about Mix 2?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
You got a new restaurant, Lisa?
Now, I gotta remember, because Lisa is kind of a lush like you, so Mix 2 could be, you know, some new
wait a minute,
bar
pause.
Or something.
What? Huh?
You not a lush?
No, I'm not.
You okay? Okay, she's not a lush.
Listen, I like to drink, and I'm no quitter.
No quitter. No
anyway,
quitter.
Anyway, y'all.
But yeah, Sarah, I would definitely like to get you on here. And Brandy, I'm not sure if you're still in the room, but yeah, we definitely would like to, you know, talk to you. Like, if you're doing anything, I mean, if you paint, draw, take pictures, shoot video, dance, act, model, yoga, whatever. You know, we would definitely like to get you on on board and TV. Damn, I'm great. See,
see?
Me and Ivan got to work that out.
Y'all got to figure out these names. Seriously.
Well, you know what? If you get on board and DE, you'll be on DETV. It's
that is
work
so
that.
True because
you know,
we
family.
And it sounds like Tuck will actually interview you here, and Ivan will come out to your spot. If you are a business owner, He has a great segment on his show, Business Roll Call.
Yes.
So, and it's where he highlights businesses, and he kinds of, if it's a restaurant, he'll come test it out. He'll give us, you know, live feedback of, you know, how the food was.
But he always like going to restaurants and eating, but don't tell me, like, I got to see it on the video. Because the Jamaican spot he just did, the Jamaican spot he just did, he was on some old, like, oh, I got the jerk shrimp. Like, I mean, not jerk shrimp, jerk salmon.
Jerk salmon, yeah.
I'm like,
that is true, man. I mean, you have to share. You could have shared, man. Jerry Dean Sullivan.
No, unfortunately, they had to close down.
I thought they were...
I think they have closed down. I'm not sure if it's temporary or for good, but I really hope that it's temporary and that they can come back because their food was definitely good. And I owe them an apology because I just like breakfast food. That's the only thing I really get my grub on, and I just wasn't waking up enough time to go get breakfast from there and stuff, so... I feel that I could have supported them a little bit more and everything, so I'm sorry.
Good.
But if you come back around, you know, we definitely got you. Because me and Ivan, actually, when we first went there, we took some pictures there, and we had the shrimp and grits and everything, which that was like my first time having a grit. I didn't know what the hell a grit was.
What?
I'm Northern. I'm not Southern. My family may be from the South, but I'm Northern. I don't...
Who am I sitting here with y'all?
I don't do grits or drink pickle juice or none of that stuff like
Hold
that.
Hold on, back up. Pause. Ain't nobody drink no damn pickle juice.
I thought that's what y'all did down the South.
Okay, first of all, I never said I was down South or from down South.
Yes, Dre, that spot we was talking about, Ivan Union had Street. The jerk salmon from, it is on Union Street. Now, I tried to go there the other day, but they had a great day, so they ain't had no food left, so... I'm going to double back and try to check it out because Ivan gave it 2 thumbs up. So I'm definitely going to go on his word and everything like that. And it looks like Lisa is telling us that the spot she mentioned is like green eggs.
Mixed too.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a Latin flair, and it's in Philly. So we might have to check it out. I mean, this is Borden D, not Borden Philly. But, you know, we could definitely check it out and everything.
Hi, Patrice.
Yeah, the spot on Union is Christabel's?
Christabel. Yeah.
Okay. Lisa will say she goes almost once a week. Almost once a week. Lisa, you are truly the chubby chick. And it's that season, though. It's that season. That's that chubby cheese season, too. So you eat up, girl. You eat up.
Delmarva Bill could go down messing around with the chubby chick.
Look at her. We drink pickle juice for muscle spasms. See, I knew y'all country people had a secret.
Okay, I don't have that many muscle spasms to be drinking no damn pickle juice, Lisa.
You don't drink the pickle juice?
No.
Yeah, I don't drink the pickle juice.
I have had a couple of trolley horses that, like, took me to my knees in the middle of the night. I crawled to the bathroom. Ain't that sad? I just share that with everybody, too.
Wow. You know,
I mean, hey, that trolley horse will hit you, man, crawling to the bathroom, crawling up on the toilet.
And again, I appreciate all y'all checking this out. Like I said, this is... Episode 00 is just us talking to you guys, letting you know, what Borden D is about. And I appreciate Prina coming out. Not only is it the night before Thanksgiving, but she just moved into a new spot. So she's probably going to need that pickle juice for muscle spasms and stuff like that.
Yeah, man. I'm going to need a whole hip replacement and knee replacement. I had trouble finding my deodorant. I found it, though.
Lisa said it works, so yeah, you definitely got to try the pickle juice. And it's crazy. I love cucumbers, but I hate pickles. I can't stand pickles.
I don't either, but I'm not drinking that juice. I'm not.
I love cucumbers. Pickle I can't juice. Do pickles. I think it's the whole pickle process and stuff. I don't even like pickles on my sandwiches.
Really?
And stuff.
Pickles.
Hey, I can't get down with that.
Juice. Hey, y'all, so... if there's any topics that you'd like to hear us talk about, we'll take those too, and questions and that sort of thing. So we want to hear from y'all. What do y'all want to hear? What do y'all want to know?
Oh yeah, Leo, tell Landon I said what's up. It's my little nephew.
Oh,
love that little cat, man.
Hi, Landon. How old is Landon?
I don't know. Landon's what, about 2?
Yeah.
Well, Dre, the topics we'll be discussing is anything in Delaware. Like, one thing that I would love to touch on is as far as like Delaware nightlife or the lack of nightlife, we gotta stop wilding out at these places and getting these places closed, you know. And to these promoters and stuff like that, you know, I understand the young people come out in droves and stuff like that, but if you can't keep them orderly, then, you know, you might want to look for something upper. Because don't get me wrong, people 30 and up spend money.
Yeah,
they just not spending it on no BS. You just can't wait till a new hot song come out and be like, oh, this is the, you know, such and such party or whatever. You know, be creative and stuff. Because we don't mind coming out, but we're not getting sued and booted for no bullshit.
Not at all. And then we're not going to pay you $20 only to get the party's over 15 minutes later because, you know, some foolishness took place. And get creative with your theme. So, you know, my marketing background, get creative with the themes. You can't do the same thing over and over and over and over again, nope. Especially in the wintertime.
Crystal said, so, hey, Karina.
Hey, Crystal.
Yeah, and one thing that always bugged me about parties in Delaware, like, I don't mind paying for VIP, because I like to chill, look over everything. I don't like to be doing a whole bunch of dancing and sweating and stuff, so I like to order a bottle or whatever. I can't stand these cats that do the VIP, and you just have, like, a little area roped off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, VIP is like, I need to be waited on.
I agree.
I need somebody to bring my drinks to me. You know, I don't need to be getting up and getting the drinks and this and that. And if I book the whole thing, like, some of them run, like, a table or something, so the table seats 4 or 6. If it's 4 of us, don't put 2 other strangers at our table.
That is true. I bought the whole table.
Yeah, I bought the whole table. Even if I'm there by myself, if I paid you that several $100 for that table's mine. I don't care that your baby mama's cousin, her feet hurt, and ain't nobody sitting there. Nah, all that's mine.
I sublease my space out, though.
Yeah, you know, to get some of that money back.
Right. Yeah, but get creative with the themes. Like, stretch marks and stilettos, that's not getting me out of my house.
No.
Not at all. No. Keep that to yourself.
I haven't asked, how do you feel about the development that's happening downtown? Honestly, it's a wait-and-see moment, you know? BGP's doing the thing. They putting up buildings. They buying everything and stuff like that. I just like to see more venues. Like, the Queen is cool, but I think with Live Nation in there, I'm going to have to give them some time to see, because Live Nation, they have a lot of acts, but I got a feeling that we're not going to see a lot of urban acts.
Well, they've been doing a lot. They've been doing some urban acts down there recently, but it hasn't been publicized very well. Like, I didn't see a lot of marketing at all. And don't get me wrong, my understanding, the actual events were packed. Because
I did go to the Bismarcky one.
Yeah, I'm like, where are the advertisements at? Because I didn't see it. Something like that, like old school hip hop, I will come out to that. I, you know, one of my clients, like, we do a lot of shows with old school hip hop artists. So that's the kind of stuff that brings me out. That's my space. You know what I mean?
And there's a lot of stuff that is going on. Like, I like going to Ernest and Scott's, even though I have to admit I have not been there since Wilmo Wednesday has been there.
Wow, really?
And stuff. Yeah, I haven't been there. I mean, I've been to Ernest and Scott's, but I haven't been on a Wednesday to see Wilmo Wednesday.
Gotcha. Isn't that Justin? Okay.
Good guy.
Yeah, one of my artists did a couple things with Justin at World Cafe Live.
Okay.
When he was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as far as after-hour spots, I really don't know. I don't know. You know, the only after-hour spot I ever knew was, like, Thunder Guards?
Yeah. And that may be an open market where, you know, and just one, not 10, but just one person, you know, needs to go ahead and do it right, of course. Open an after-hour spot, maybe a members-only type thing or something. It's enough of us, especially older people. I'm not going to say older because I'm not old, but, you know, us seasoned folks.
Yeah, because the Monday Club got the older people locked down.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not nowhere near collecting a Social Security check or anything like that. But you know what, Ivan? Something else about, you know, you asked about development happening downtown. I'm with Tuck. I'm going to wait and see, only because I think I was kind of duped before. I was expecting a whole lot more to happen down on the riverfront. It just left a bad taste in my mouth. And, you know, it had a lot to do with the, neighborhood development revitalization or whatever it was they were doing down there. But the riverfront was a big disappointment. I thought more shops would go up, more businesses would go up that we'd actually be interested in, and it looks like condos went up.
Yeah.
Instead, so yeah.
And you gotta know, man, the riverfront was a great idea, but I don't think it was thoroughly thought through, because in the summer, when there's something going on at the center and the ball field, you might as well just sit in your car for like an hour, because you're not getting out of there.
You in traffic.
You just sitting there.
Yeah, you're in traffic.
But Lisa brought up a good question. I'm tired of people saying this bartender is the best. You go and you can't enjoy your drink because it tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Oh.
Well, Lisa, we know that there's a difference between a bartender and what I like to refer as a hood tender. Hood tenders, they the ones that give you the rum and cokes and the absolute and cranberries and stuff, and they the ones that give you all that liquor to the point where you can't, you know, taste it. And I would think as a bar owner, they would kind of like wheel that back, because if you get me fucked up off one drink, I'm probably not going to buy another one or two. You know, so yeah, a lot of these hood tenders, you know, they'd be killing me. And then
self-taught, because they're drunks.
And then I'm a major troll, because I'll go into the bar and be like, yo, can I get a Manhattan? They'd be like, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, that's the first drink you learn when you learn how to bartend.
He's a haggler.
Yeah, so I go in there and get my Petty Pablo on, and be like, yeah, can I get an Old Fashioned? They'd be like, huh? Yeah. Or can I get an All American? They'd be like, huh?
Petty
like,
Pan sitting next to me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Lisa, you're right. They only like them because they overpour and everything.
Yeah, the riverfront is dry. It's sad. It is really sad, because I think there's so much more that could happen down there. There's a lot of opportunity down there. It's just empty stores. And I think they let some collection agencies down there.
Yeah, it shouldn't be any collection agencies or businesses. It should be
in the store
shops. Front. Yeah, it should be shops.
Yeah,
it should be little venues some and small stuff, because don't sleep on Delaware. People will come out if you give them something to come out to. Because we'll drive to Baltimore for a show. We'll drive to Philly for a show. Hell, we'll load up the car, go see Jay-Z up in New York. Yeah. You know,
why can't we have? If they're gonna do that, like, they may as well give us a cowtown down there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Open up the doors and allow, you know, us to have I take that. You know, a whole little flea market type thing where we can go down there and get all kinds of stuff.
Now, I will tell you this. At the end of summer, a friend of mine had took me down there, for my birthday. And we did the river taxi. I never bothered with that. Okay. But the river taxi next summer or next spring, yo, check out the river taxi. Like, she rented it, and it was just our little crew from the Nomad. Bruh, let me tell you, we brought so much food and liquor, and drinking on the water is different from drinking on the pier.
Yes, it is.
I mean, and this guy, he rode, you know, we rode all the way, you know, down. I mean, shit, if it was to the point, I think he was going to take us to Jersey or, you know, at least down the Delaware a little bit further. But we stayed out there for about 2.5 hours. It was great. So yeah, the river taxi down the riverfront. But like I said, I never knew about that. You know, I had to hear about that from them and everything. Let me see here. You have another question. Lisa said the riverfront made mistakes of allowing those businesses down there. There is a there's a career development place, collection agency, Amtrak is down there.
It's crazy.
Like, why?
Right. I mean, and it seemed like the businesses that they initially allowed to move in, they didn't stay. I don't know.
And the majority is used for offices. It's supposed to be for shops and restaurants, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know who chose these businesses to go down there. Like, that was just a bad... Whoever sits on that board, that was just bad.
Yeah, but bottom line, they need... That rent needs to be paid, so...
Yes.
So, yeah, that's so true. They probably put anybody in there and stuff.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
And stuff. Jesse, what's going on? Now, that's... Jesse, I definitely want, you know, you and your wife down here, because I always go see, you know, Stacia LaCole play and stuff like that. It's always a beautiful thing. And like I said, Delaware got a lot of great talent and stuff like here that I just would love to have up here and talk and just start going out and supporting these shows, people, you know? I mean, a lot of the shows be less than $15.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you could waste $15 going anywhere and stuff like that. You know?
I want to do more in Delaware. I do.
But, like I said, Delaware is small and cliquish. Like, it's like, oh, I don't roll with this spot, so I'm not going to, you know, go do this or hang out or whatever and stuff. But, you know, we really got to start coming out more, man.
I spend a lot of money in other states.
Yeah, a lot. Jesse says there's not enough venues and everything. Yeah, we do need some more venues, but the venues keep getting shut down because what happens, the owners get greedy, so they let these promoters that's greedy come in there and mess up the spots and stuff like that.
Yeah, they probably need to define what a promoter is. You know, I say this all the time. You know, just because you have a postcard and some hustle money, that doesn't make you a promoter. It takes a lot more planning than that. And, you know, if you don't come up with what people actually want, you know, what people come out for, you know, so it all goes back to supply and demand, like what's working. And eventually, you know, younger crowds, they're just risky business. They really are, especially here. I mean, you got to think about what's going on in these streets. The younger crowd.
Oh, man. They about it, about it.
Yeah, I'm not. My bulletproof vest is in the shop. I'm not coming. I'm
hey,
not
Tay, what's going on? Oh, she come checking in from Colorado. And
everything. Hey, Sunshine Tay. Hey.
We might have to go visit her. They got good weed out there.
Stop it.
Oh, my fault. You wouldn't indulge, but you know, I'm going to indulge.
Listen, yesterday, I was so stressed out. If I was a smoker... Listen, I'd have probably got fired on my day off.
You'd have went, you'd been Craig, you got fired on your day off.
I'd have met the chief, yes, I'd have met the chief.
But yeah, like I said, with Borden D, I hope to have like many artists, musicians, poets, anybody that's doing something to share, you know, what's going on in their world out here and stuff. So, you know, I appreciate the dozen or so of you guys that came and checked in. Because like I said, this was just awesome. Me and Prina coming on, introducing ourselves. Right now, it looks like we'll be doing new episodes on Sundays. The time will be varied because, you know, one of us is a sports fan, so I'm not trying to, you know, interfere if our squad is playing or whatever, stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, first of all, I don't have a squad. Okay. I bet on the NFL.
Yo, she don't have a team, but she bet on the
NFL.
I don't
have a team. You know what? Listen, I'm a fan of whoever makes my money. Whoever covers those spreads, I'm a fan of them. That's what it is.
Yes, Jesse, I'm definitely going to keep it up and everything. Like I said, we wasn't really expecting a lot of people because we know it's right before the holiday. But, you know, we had to do this because, like I said, I needed to test the gear to see how it looks to you guys. And I hope it's looking good, so y'all sticking around. I hope you guys can hear us and everything like that. And I really hope, you know, we get some more, you know, questions, or if you want to see somebody on here, or if you want to be on here yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Hell, because what I would really love to have a mixologist come here, and we'll nice. Set up and we'll have them explain the difference between a bartender and a hood tender.
That's Lisa.
Lisa makes drinks.
Yes, she does.
You know, I ain't really
That's
know
why
that.
I met Lisa.
You know, I ain't know that. I mean, I bartended years ago. That was when I had a waistline. I used to holler at them cougars. Be like,
that's when I had a waistline. You know what? I'm sick of you. Oh, you know what, Lisa? I just want to touch on that again. What I noticed when I got back from Atlanta when it came to that whole promoter thing is that it was way too many in this little state. And although I did recommend that, you know, you guys need to join forces and create an actual investment group. And do it together. Bring all your good ideas mm-hmm. together. Nobody wanted to do that.
Oh, Lisa said she do. Okay, my fault, Lisa.
You. Yeah, she.
My fault, Lisa. My fault.
Yes.
Okay, hey, Ricky, what's going on, man?
Hey, you know what?
Definitely need to get him up there. Matter of fact, might try to get something in conjunction with DETV because, you know, Ivan used to do the detailing and stuff like that.
Yes.
So it would be kind of cool if we can get Ivan to check out Rick at his detailing okay. and kind of get that out there, because that's another business y'all people need to support, man. We got a lot of dirty cars in Delaware.
Where you at, Rick? Yeah, and this snow is about right. to do a number on everybody. Where's your shop at, Ricky?
Yeah, because me and Rick, we grew up together. Went to school and all that stuff like
Ooh,
that, man.
Lisa said she's licensed until 2019. That's my boo. She made that's when I met her. She was making my drink.
She was making your drink?
Yes, she was. She was hosting a party and she was getting it.
Damn, Lisa, you mixing drinks, you doing makeup. And you eating sushi.
And she was very professional. I will say that. She was very professional. Her makeup was slayed now that I know that she did it herself. But yeah, she was doing the damn thing when I met Lisa. That was many years
ago. But yeah, Ricky, if you're here, man, type up where we can find you at and everything so I can slide that across the screen and share that with people and everything like that, man.
And Ivan, yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Ivan might have checked out and shit.
He may have. I think he's
yeah, because, you know, Ivan got 1,001 things to do, so, you know, he might have just jumped out and everything.
3609 Old Capitol Trail.
Yeah, there we go. All right,
that's where Ricky is. Nice.
Yeah. What's your hours? Is it 7 days a week, or are you like kind of like more on call on the weekends or something like that?
Cool.
Yeah.
If anybody go see Ricky, make sure you tell him that
Prina sent you.
Bored in DE. Yeah. Stop it. Bored in DE sent you. Yes, Lisa, French Quarters. I remember that place. It scared me, though. It was too tight, one way in and one way out.
But they should have the best comedy shows there,
Ivan's
though.
Ivan's here. Hey, Ivan.
Yeah, hey, Ivan. So, Ivan, what do you think about that, man? Do a little joint project, go down to RP detailing down 3609 Old Capitol Trail and, you know, interview, because you would know the questions to ask because you did detailing for quite some time till, you know, the video bug bit you. Now you want to take everybody's jobs and shit like that. And stuff.
Stop it.
But he's good, though. He's good, though, man. That's my man, 50
grand.
You both
are good. Y'all, you know what? I expect to see y'all doing more stuff together, too.
And I expect to get Ivan up here, but when we get Ivan up here, we got to block out. We got to block out the time, because Ivan be like, well.
I'm going to take over. Yes. Ivan has such an awesome personality. It's like he just fits in no matter where he is.
Okay, Ivan said he loves it, so that's what's up. We got to make that shit happen.
Cool.
Yeah, because Ivan, man. Matter of fact, let me see if I can hit it. Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, this is your man, Big Eye, talking to town.
Ivan, you hear him?
Yo, Ivan got that. Ivan got that delivery that you can't just listen to. You got to look at her and be like, yo, okay.
I know, he's so animated. Ivan, grab him.
And yo,
animated.
If you're on Lancaster Avenue, that big black guy on the billboard, that's Ivan.
Yes, it is. Isn't that that's by, I think it's near Ryan Wolf's auto lot. I think that's Ryan Wolf's auto lot. It's the old Delaware Cadillac auto lot. That's across from that graveyard further up on Lancaster. Right. Yes.
And Ricky said he right now does a little bit of both. Give him a call and we can get it done. So, yeah, we definitely got to link that up because Ivan's like, you know, he loves it and everything like that. Yeah.
Both
Yeah. But I'm sorry, I haven't got the script worked out to where the emojis show up here. So, I'm sorry. I'll figure that out. But, yeah, right there. It's Ricky's website. You can go there, learn more about his business and everything. I'm like, yo, come on. We got to support each other, man. You know.
Lisa says she's on Lancaster right now.
She's on Lancaster right now. You going to bring some drinks over?
I'm hungry.
Lisa, you going to bring some food over for her? Because I ain't got no food for her.
No, I'm not too bad. I'm
hungry. And then again, matter of fact, don't bring her no food because, you know, she'll be on some old, like, well, I want this and I don't want the onions or... Nothing like that. Just the shit.
My new place is a wreck. Ain't nothing put away, so I'm going to take my shoes off. I'm staying.
And you said mom's cooking tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually going to work, and they give us Bob Evans or something like that. So by the time I chow down on that, I'll be going to Jersey to see my homie Queen and stuff. Preload with him and his family. That's nice. Tradition and stuff. Even though the last two Thanksgiving, I've been over to Thomas's. Okay. But they just bought a new house. Congratulations to Ivan.
Congrats, Ivan.
And I need to get them time to set up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, once they get set up, I'll be there for Christmas and everything. Definitely be there for Christmas.
Do you want to rent me? Because I need a couple places for Christmas, too.
You know what? I should take you because the last time I took somebody from our crew, I took Angel out to a friend of mine's New Year's Eve party and watch him and his girl get in a fight. And then the police get called. And you should see me and Angel like, yo, get your shoes on. We getting out of here. ain't no way in the world I'm going to deal with a New Jersey State Trooper on New Year's Eve. Oh, shit. No. Me and Angel got out that piece, and the cop was pulling up, the cop, big as shit, like, come up. Is everything all right? Ooh. Officer, you might want to get up there right now. And me and her got out of Dodge.
I bet. Mm. Shoot, that's crazy. Ooh, Lisa. I'm going to hit you when I leave here.
Yeah. She'd have moved again in the heart of Trolley Square.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. I was in there last night too, Lisa. I was in there last night.
Oh, Ricky, man, you ain't got to thank us, man. We just trying to do our little part to help people out and everything.
Yeah.
And Big Ive is, you know, Big Ive is kind of like the nucleus of positivity, man.
Sure,
like,
is, man.
You get around Ive, you just can't help but, you know, want to see people grow and prosper. Because the guy does, Ivan does a lot, but quietly he does a lot behind the scenes for a lot of people that you may not really know about because you only see the end result. Like, Ivan, you know, he's not multiple man. He can't be everywhere at once, but he does a lot. And, you know, Ivan inspired me to do a lot of things. You know, like I said, this whole podcast was something that came about just casual conversation. Because, you know, me and Ivan get together and we'll sit to talk and stuff like that. And then bounce ideas off of one another and stuff like that.
Go to restaurants and don't invite me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know why I don't invite you? Because, you know, when it comes to you, it's a part of me that...
Don't start.
It's scared. Like, you know, I don't get scared by many things.
Do not start.
I'm scared because when you see, you know,
he about to tell this foolish story.
We was at this all white party, right? And you were supposed to be able to bring bottles, but long story short, you couldn't.
There we go.
But Prina was able to sneak a bottle of Hennessy in this party, and I ain't know it. Like, yo. She pulled this bottle from Jesus himself. Didn't know the bottle was there. And she pulled that bottle out, and I ain't been right since.
Y'all, I had that bottle strapped to my thigh, okay? Mm-mm. Under my dress.
Mm-mm.
I sure did.
It was under the dress, but it wasn't strapped to no thigh.
I had it strapped to my thigh.
Mm-mm. That thing was not...
Don't be telling stories.
That was not strapped to no thigh.
You know what? Whatever.
Mm-mm.
Anyway.
Yeah, Tay, I had to laugh at that one. She scared the shit out of me.
Tay, don't listen to him.
I thought I was blessed. So she pulled that bottle out and was like, man, I ain't nothing but a little
fella. Hey, Celeste. Celeste is my Wilmington High alum.
Celeste got pretty small. That's the Wilmington High trait, because all your Wilmington High girls got pretty small.
That's my Wilmington High alum. That's my boo.
Well, hi, Celeste. Since, you know, Prina was the only one that got the damn high and shit like that.
You know what? You don't have to act like that, though.
Mm-hmm. That's how you got to do it. Prina knows best. You right. Because Prina pulled that bottle out, man. I mean, and she didn't even say abracadabra.
She lying, y'all.
She pulled it out. I'm like, wow.
Damn. Prina knows best. Mm. Lisa, don't co-sign his crap, please.
Damn, she just pulled
you co-signing the foolishness now.
Like, damn, she just pulled the bottle out. Like, damn.
I'm about to redirect back to Ivan.
Nah, but hold on. If you haven't already, you know, I need y'all to do a couple things and stuff. You know, definitely like the page, like the Facebook page, so you can be notified when we're on here acting a fool and everything like that. Also, I need you guys to go to the site. You know, there it go right there, BordenD.com, and get on the mailing list so, you know, we can let you know what's going on and we can share events to you that, you know, we think you guys are interested in and stuff like that. And it looks like you guys should be here right now, you know, on Facebook. You know, definitely check us out on Facebook. You know, definitely like the page on there and stuff. I can use all the help, you know. So definitely do that for your boy. And if you haven't already, definitely go follow us on Instagram. You know, at BordenDA. I'll be sharing stuff there. You know, my nightly adventures will probably go there more than on my old site. So, you know, that you know, you could definitely check out for and stuff.
Nightly adventures.
Yeah, my nightly adventures. You know, I'll be out there, you know, doing some crazy stuff.
There know.
You know, out there, you know, I stay drinking, you know.
You know.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. A little bit. But yeah, guys, I'm humbled that you guys spent this Thanksgiving Eve with us.
And I know. Stuff.
I know we've been fluctuating between 6 and 12 people and stuff like that. Cause I know it's a busy night for everybody, but Sunday is definitely our days and stuff. We won't have anything this Sunday. Well, me and her might get together and start hashing stuff out, but
drinking.
Yeah. Drinking. Yeah. But next Sunday, the following Sunday, definitely gonna probably start bringing some guests up here and stuff. So,
cool.
You know, we'll be able to question and answer and get to talking to people and stuff like that. But for now, I'm Tuck. It's Prina, BordenDE.com. Hey, if you like what you're seeing here, definitely go to the site. You know, get on the mailing list. Definitely like the Facebook page. Follow me on Instagram. And if you really, really like me, you're trying to help me out, you know, we got the t-shirts on sale. You know, we got the men's. We got the Lady V-neck.
The tight ones.
Everything tight on Prina. You see how she just popped up, right? You know, want y'all to, you know, see them girls.
My board in BordenDE.com shirt that he didn't ordered in baby small.
It's not baby small.
You know how big I am.
Okay, next time I'll give her my extra shirt. Good grief. Since she wants to be big. That's about. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go ahead and peace out and everything.
Thanks for chilling with us tonight, y'all.
I truly appreciate it, and you guys, you know, this means a lot to us and stuff. So, until next time, I'm Tuck, this is Prina, this is BordenDE. We'll be talking to y'all guys soon.